All right, Bob Muscatel with you. And folks, Dan Schlossberg is joining us today. Travel Thursdays, another edition with the big Atlanta Brave fan. And boy, is he giddy today. Of course, he's a great author. He's written so many books. Matter of fact, I got a bunch of them right back here, as a matter of fact, on my bookshelf right behind me. And one of them is the New Baseball Bible, which I love. Every page has something new in it, I'm telling you. If you don't have it and you're a baseball fan, well, get it. And when the Braves ruled the diamond, the revised edition, baseball's memorable misses, he's got another new one coming, all about Hank Aaron. I can't wait to read that. And once that is out, and I've moved through that book, we'll have Danny on and we'll talk about it. But in the meantime, we're going to talk travel. We're going to talk drive-in theaters today. This should be fun. Good morning there, Danny. How are you, my friend?
I'm very happy this morning, Bob. Another Wednesday win.
Man, I was just talking that if the Braves could play every game on a Wednesday, they'd be 160-2. Man, gee whiz.
That's true. It really is amazing. I can only recall one loss on Wednesday this season.
Yeah, yeah. It's just been amazing. And it leads right into our Thursday chats, which keeps him pretty happy. But when the Braves beat the Yankees, well, you know, we could be at odds, but he's too good a friend, so let's just talk drive-in movie theaters today, which this should be a fun subject. I think everybody remembers back in the day when you'd drive a huge Buick, which was the size of a house, and you'd put a whole baseball team in the trunk and drive into the local drive-in, right?
Well, pretty much. And the drive-in craze really started right after World War II. There was a new lifestyle that included a car, a house in the suburbs, eventually television. But drive-ins proved more welcoming than the old movie palaces of the 20s and 30s. It was a new way to see and enjoy a movie, and you could talk during the movie and nobody would care.
Yeah, yeah. The first one opened up, matter of fact, I remember using this for trivia back in the day. First one opened up in 1933 in New Jersey, right?
Camden, New Jersey, home of Campbell's Soup. And they advertise that kids in cars can be as noisy as they want to be, and that's certainly true.
That's right. So, playgrounds, snack bars, I mean, they offered a lot, not just a movie.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Popularity peaked around 1958, when there were about 4,000, more than 4,000 operating drive-ins. But by late 2019, only about 305 remained, with the audio coming through car radios and snack bars having vegan or vegetarian options. And drive-in movies, by the way, Bob, they usually offer two movies for one price. That's a good deal.
Yeah, it is a good deal. You know, I was surprised when I saw your notes. I was surprised that that the number was that high, a little over 300. If you'd asked me, I would have said there's got to be less than 100 because you just can't find them too much anymore. But 305 was a surprising number to me. And we all know they offer a lot of nostalgia. You go to a drive-in today, and it's kind of a throwback. It's kind of cool. Take us through the eight that you picked out today. Let's go.
Yeah, this is actually from Preservation Magazine, which is published by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And we know that they're affiliated with Historic Hotels of America, which I love. But here we go. And starting off with one in New England in your backyard,
yep.
Wellfleet in Cape Cod, opened in 1957, added miniature golf in 1961, has an ice cream bar, a four-screen indoor theater, and it's one of the few drive-ins that offers sound through stereo speakers that clip onto the inside of your window.
Wow, that is old school. That's for sure, because some of the drive-ins have moved to the digital age, but this one still has the speaker that you have to clip on there. And, you know, a couple of months ago, we were at the Cape, and we drove past it a couple of times going to and from P-Town, and we always say to ourselves, gee, it'd be nice to stop in there. I haven't been to a drive-in in a while. We haven't done that, but that's on our... it's on our bucket list. That's a cool one down there in Wellfleet.
And we've got a couple in Pennsylvania to talk about as well. The Mahoning, M-A-H-O-N-I-N-G, drive-in theater in Lehighton, Pennsylvania. They celebrate 35mm film.
Wow.
And you can see a 2017 documentary called At the Drive-In on various streaming platforms to catch you up to date. They have multi-day movie marathons of cult classics and horror films. And patrons can see 1940s-era film projectors in action here, which is kind of cool all by itself.
Yeah, yeah. And the other one is Schenkweiler's.
also in Pennsylvania. That one opened in 1934, making it the oldest operating drive-in, and it was designed by drive-in architectural engineer Jack Vogel, who also designed more than 300 others.
Wow. There's one in Maryland that you wanted to bring up, Benji's. Tell me about this one.
Right, nothing to do with Benji Molina, but it's Benji's Drive-In Theater in Middle River, Maryland. Opened way back in 1956, it had a curved screen to accommodate the new CinemaScope technology without cropping. The theater asked patrons which previews they like, so it will then order those movies for future showing. I kind of like that.
That's very nice. I like that one, too. There's a couple in Michigan. Take us through these.
The Ford Wyoming Drive-In in Dearborn, Michigan is the largest in the country. Capacity is 1,700 cars. And it's open all year, which surprised me. It's located at the intersection of Ford Road and Wyoming Avenue near the headquarters of Ford Motor Company. The theater has upgraded two of its five screens with laser projectors, and they're going to do the others real soon.
How about that? And there's another one in Michigan, the Capri Drive-In Theater. Boy, even the name sounds like it would be old, right?
Yeah, the original 1964 marquee was destroyed in a car crash, replaced in 2001. There's a double lane snack bar. It does a brisk business in footlongs and garlic pickles. I love that. And last Halloween offered a social distant trunk or treating and spotlighted the best costumes on the screen.
How about that? It's pretty cool. Here's one in southern Missouri called the, this is interesting, the 666 Drive-In Theater. I'm curious, what's this one about?
Well, that has the original 1949 neon sign. It sells tickets out of the original glass ticket booth, and the owner recommends visitors stay at nearby Boots Court Motel, dating to 1939, in nearby Carthage, which advertises a radio in every room. Now, that's something for a motel to advertise.
Yeah, it sure is. And finally, in Idaho, the Spud Drive-In Theater, great name.
That's in Teton Country, one of my favorite places in the whole country. It's an hour's drive from the entrance to Grand Teton National Park. This drive-in opened in 1953, and here's the best part, Bob. It features a giant potato on Old Murphy, a 1946 Chevrolet flatbed truck. The theater added two rustic cabins for overnight guests. They can walk from porch or hot tub, watch from porch or hot tub, and enjoy Spud Buds, which are potato tots, and caramel corn made fresh nightly from your snack bar.
Wow. What a neat list right there. And I was surprised that there were as many as 305 still left in this country. But the drive-ins are, it's something that harkens back to the past. And kind of cool to go through that list there, Dan.
Yeah, I agree. I think the one thing that's really killed drive-ins, you don't want to sit in a hot car, and you don't want to leave your car running with the air conditioning on.
Right.
Because your battery will die.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, you don't want to waste gas, you know, the cost of gas, et cetera. So further information can be had from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. That's a good place to start if you want to know more about drive-ins, right?
Very much so. They preserve places that tell our stories, reflect our culture, and shape the American experience.
Excellent. Well, listen, Dan, this was a great conversation. Thank you so much. Travel Thursdays with Danny always takes us to some interesting places, and we look forward to chatting with Dan in two more weeks. We'll do that. And Dan, in the meantime, stay safe, and if your Braves win any more, they're going to start setting records, man.
Yeah, I'm sure the Yankees will bounce back. They're too good to not do that.
Yeah, in a few years, I think they probably will. Okay, well, in the meantime, Danny, stay safe. Talk to you soon.
You too, Bob. Enjoy your vacation.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. That's Dan Schlossberg joining us today. Travel Thursdays right here with him on WLIS and WMRD AM and FM.